We are on Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis. Let us start from. We had Machlekes Rav and Levi. Chad Oma Amud Bey and Nasa Chalipin. Chad Oma Ein Amud Bey and Nasa Chalipin. Number a papa, my time the man, you made me ben as a chalip, mishim de daite ya tsurosa, vitsurosa, avide de botlo. Rashi said it's not a double sholem, a double mesuyim. That is why a matbey is not koine. Now, hazov koine es a kesef. Now the Gemara wants to be poishet the shayla from our Mishneh. Azov koine es hakesef. The Loshen would seem that through the Meshiches Azov, so the Baal Azov is koine the kesef. My love, bechalipim. So it would seem that this works with chalipim, is koine the kesef. Ushmami no matbeye nase chalipim. So the Gemara says, Loi bedomim. We're not speaking about Kinyan Chalipin. We're speaking about that he's selling him the Zov, and he's Mechuyev to pay him the Kesev, which they had spoken out how much he's going to give him. But it's not speaking about that he's, through the Meshiches HaZov, the Baal HaZov is Koine the Kesev. No, through the Meshiches HaZov, the Lekech is Mechuyev to pay Kesef. Ihochi, if that is Pshat in the Mishnah, HaZov, Koine es HaKesef, Mechayev Miboilei. So then the Mishnah should have said a different terminology. That is, the Meshiches HaZov is Mechayev, the Moshech, to pay Kesef. So the Gemara answers, Tni Azov Mechayev. That's Taki Pshat in the Mishnah. That Koine means it makes a Hischaivis and the Lekeach to pay the Kesev which they had agreed upon. So the Gemara says, Hochinami Mistavre. It's Mistavre that's Taki Pshat in the Mishnah, not the way the Makshin had held. That Azov Koine Se Kesev means through Kinyan Chalipin. No, it's going, but the Mishnah is going, but Teiras Domim. What? How is it Mistavet? Midiktoni Sefer. It says in the Sefer, HaKesef Einoi Koine Es Azov. Kesef is not Koine Zov. Yamret Bishloime Bidomim. If we're saying that the Mishnah is speaking about Bitoiras Domim, he's selling and paying. Aino Damrinen Dave Peire. Bekaspe Tivet, so it's very good to say for. Vetiva Peire Loikoni, that's Akesev Eine Koine Es Azov, because Kaspe is Tivet, and Dav is Peire, and Mois Einem Koines. And it's not Koine Mina Teira, according to Reish Lakish, or according to Rabbi Yochanan. It is Koine Mina Teira, but Chazal wa Mavkiya de Kinyin. Elo I amrit b'chalipim, but if you'll say, the way you wanted, if we're learning Pshat the Mishnah speaking about Peteres Domim Hazov, Machayev es HaKesev, HaKesev Eine Koines Hazov, so it's very good. Elo I amrit b'chalipim, but if you will say, the way you wanted to learn Pshat and Matbeya Nasa Chalipim, Tavayu Likni Adodi, then there's no difference in Zov should be koine kesef bechalipin, kesef should be koine zov bechalipin. Vay tanya. Now the Gemara brings another raya, a baraisa, that pshat, what I had told you, that the Mishnah is speaking about peteres domim, not peteres chalipin. I'll bring you a raya from a baraisa. The Baraisa it says, HaKesef Einoi Koine Es Azov. Kesef is not Koine Zov. Keitzat Mochaloi Esrim V'chamisha Dinner Shal Kesef B'dinner Shal Zov. So he gives him 25 dinrim shel kesef for a dinar shel zov. Af al pi shem moshach es a kesef. Even though he is moshach the kesef. Loi kone is not koine ad sheyimshech es a zov. He can't be koine the zov till he's moshach the zov. Si amrit bishleime bidomim. That the Mishnah is speaking about. He's giving him the kesef b'tayres domim. So it's very good. The Mishnah, Mishem Hochi loy kone ad sheyim shech es hazav. You cannot be kone the zav unless you're meishech the zav. Mois einem kones. You want to be kone the zav, you have to be meishech the zav. Eli amrit b'chalipen. But if you will say that the Baraisa is speaking about b'chalipen, nikni. So why is a kesef? He can't be kind of dissolved till he'll be meishach dissolved. Why not? Nikne. Elo mai bedomim. So what are you saying? It's speaking about b'toyres domim. He hochi eimo reishe hazov koine es hakesef. The reishe says hazov koine es hakesef. Keitzat. Now it elaborates. Mochaloi dinner shall zov, be'esrim b'chamisha dinner shall kesef. Kivin shem moshach es azov, nikne kesef b'chol mokim shahu. Now here in the Barais it says that the kesef is nikne b'chol mokim shahu. Now if in the Mishnah you were telling me that it means Azov Kainas Akesev, Azov Machayev Es Akesev, fine. So, in the Mishnah I'll buy this. But in the Barais it says, Nikne HaKesev B'chol Mokim Shehu. That means wherever the Kesev is, it's Konui to the Baal Azov. Now, if this is speaking about domim, the way you said, so it's not nikna kesef b'chol mokim shahu, he's mechayiv to give him kesef. There's no nikna kesef b'chol mokim shahu. He owes him kesef. But if it's speaking about chalipin, so it's very good. Nikna ha kesef b'chol mokim shahu. He gave him zov. And chalife ha zov, he's kind of the kesef. So here in the Baraisa added on a little bit more words than the Mishnah. Yamrit bishloime b'chalipin haino diktoni nikne kesef b'chol mokim shahu. So it's very good, the lotion. Nikne kesef b'chol mokim shahu. Eli yamrit b'domin hain nikne kesef b'chol mokim shahu. It's speaking about domin. So the kesef is konui to the Baal HaZov. Nischayev gavre mi boiloi. He owes him the money. That's right. If you learn, speaking about Pteiras Domim, who's Moshe to kesef, I owe you Domim. Not nikna kesef b'chol mokim shahu. The Mishichas HaZov made a hischayvis on the gavre. Didn't make a kinyan on the kesef. Nikna kesef b'chol mokim shahu. Omar Ravashi. So Ravashi said, La'olam bedomim. Speaking about bedomim. He sold himself and he owes him kesef. Aye. So what's a nikna kesef b'chol mokim shahu? Umay b'chol mokim shahu kemoish shahu kidi omalei. He owes him what they spoke out. I om alei me aniki chadosha yehiv naloch. If they spoke out, I'm going to give you new coins. He's selling him zov for 25 dinrei kesef. So, if the only meduba was, I'm selling you a dinner zov for 25 dinrei kesef. That's all they said. So fine. So I was meishach the zov. I owe you 25 dinrei kesef. But if the meduba was, I'm selling you the zav for 25 shiny dinrei kesef. Amanu dinrei kesef. That's what they spoke out. So the halacha is that now, the halacha is that now he has to give him nu dinrei kesef. The mecca is mechayev to pay what they spoke out. And that's what the Braise is telling us, and we'll see it somewhere in the Chiddush. It's right from Pasha. That is the Chiddush of the Braise. K'moy shehu k'diyom alay. Not b'chol mokim shehu, no k'moy shehu k'diyom alay. I'om alay ma'arniki chadoshe yahivna loch, yavina loch, lay motzi yoiv lay mi'arniki yishone. He can't give him old coins. He has to give him new coins. Aval gav da difi minayu. He'll give him better coins. These are more chorif, a better tzure. What's brunter? My time with domalele yashnan kabina. Listen, I need these coins. I'm putting away these coins from my ureinikler. So memele, I don't want them. If you can give me old coins already, by the time my ureinikler will get them, they'll be black. I want new coins. I want new coins. Azayat ha'opkere. And Azov Mechayib Esakesef Kemoshu. Now, let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Start again from the Rashi and the Rais from the Mishnah and the Baisa. Azov Din Reizov, the Havalei Madbeye, Azov Kaine, Mashme, Mahashov, a Kesef Koniloi, Bachol Mokim Shahu, Shom, wherever it is. Bein Loshen Azer Neufel Al Bedovo Shu Be'en, that it's Koniloi, so that means the money is here ready, Vechlev Zebeze, Vibe Teiras Domim, Shemoyshech Emenu Din Reizov, Bim, בחופי דין הכסף אין כאן כסף קוני אלא המשך הזוב נסחייב למויס ממשיך הזו ואוכי בואי לילמיסני הזוב מחייב את הכסף וגוירם למשך לחייב הכסף למשיך את הזוב אז גוירם לת המשך עושה מוני סמור says no, it's not מחייב אוכי נמי מסבר דבטרס דומי ולא בטרס חליפים תתישמם נעמד בי נעשה חליפים Because it says, "Akesav in the koinis azov, v'tiva peiro lekoni." Imishum the sovaim, and tiva peiro lekoni b'teres dam. Imishum the mishichas mem kam uforeshes menater kidel kamon. Either we hold like a shlokish that economy ad v'sechad, or nikne miyad miyad. The posik says that you made a ma'isekinyan in the over hanimka. That's why Mois ainem kindness. But if you say that it's working with Teres Chalipin, Tavai Likno, the Kimin the Medbey and Nasa Chalipin, Mali Shal Kesef, Mali Shal Zov. For Eitanya, now I'll bring you another Beraisa, the Shamina Mino, the Lab Chalipin Naskina. Not speaking about Chalipin. Ela I amrit kaine ve eine kaine the koma bachalipin koma likne zatot nareish azov kaine sakes dashmina bamadbe nasach lipin. So the Gemara says not bachol mokim shehu kamei shehu kamei shehisne ime the way they spoke out ma'aniki chadoshe shal madbeya sloim chadoshim. The Yashnam bina tzarchanila nichon zman merube, v'chadoshim noichem li shloi yashchiru yoysam midai. Now, before we go further, I'd like to say over this amirdike nemuke Yosef, we have to appreciate what the Gemara says over here. The Gemara is telling us that when you're meishach hachefetz, there was a psike, there was an agreement with what he's going to pay up, new coins, But Mukhi Yosef says something better. Let's get something more interesting. He sells him wine. I'm going to pay you back with a cool tvur. Pay you back with tvur. That's the payment. He wants to get paid with tvur. The halacha is he has to pay back tvur. And later the tvur, I owe you now a cool tvur. He can't be chayza. He owes him tvur. That means there is such a halacha that Meshichas Achefetz is Machayiv whatever Tashlumim they agreed upon. And he owes him this. And he can't change his mind. I'll give you money instead. And Shuldik, he can't give me money instead. There's a Mordek Kashem that Machnafrayim asks, the Ktois asks. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It would seem from the Gemara, let's say that Reuven is doing a service for Shimon. He's working for him. He made up, I want you to pay me back with apples. I want you to pay me back with apples. Alpamach. The halacha is, it's Mavuim, the Gemara Nabaydezor, Naran Nabaydezor. I'll give you money. I don't give you apples. So, the Machnafrayim and the Ktzois ask Akasha. Here the Mukhi Yosef says there was an upmach to pay you back tvur. You have to give back tvur. There's no... There, I worked for you with an agreement you're going to pay me back apples. To give you apples, I'll give you money. Just as good as apples. What's the chilik? So the Ktzois and the Machnafrayim say, Amuridike Yisot. When I'm selling you, let's say our case, I'm selling you wine for apples. So then the wine is the Dova Hanimka. The apples are the payment for the wine. And the halacha is what they agreed upon to pay. You have to pay. No Dreidlach. Agreed about to pay back Tvua. Pay back Tvua. Whatever they agreed upon. Got more expensive, less of it. You mechuyev to pay me back what we agreed upon. The case in Avodah Zarah, that I'm doing you a service, and I want a payment of apples, there it's the other way around. The service is not Adova Hanimka. The service is I'm giving you Kesef. And you're going, a service is Shavah Kesef. You're not being kind of something from me. I'm doing a service for you. A service is Shavah Kesef. And I want to be kinder with that apples. Oh yeah, mois einam kindness. That's mois einam kindness. This is only a halacha if I'm acquiring a chayfetz. I'm being kinder a chayfetz. That's the din as that azov mechayev es hakesef. If I was moishech the zov, we mentioned from Rav Shimon when we started the perek. That even though there was no Maisekinyan on this prat, but you don't have to make a Maisekinyan on all the pratim of the transaction. I'm selling you Zov. I'm not selling you for my health. I'm selling you under the condition to be pay me back. You're going to pay me back potatoes, whatever it is. So Memele, this is the Dova Hanimka. I said a bad marshal because Dava Lagabi Peiri is Tivis. Then it's not called you're selling Zov and paying with Peiris. It's called you're buying potatoes with Zov. But if we're speaking about he's selling him potatoes to pay back with wine, so Mamela you have here a Dova Hanimka. The Dova Hanimka is potatoes. He's going to pay back with wine. That's the din. So if you make a Maisa Kinyan on the Dova Hanimka, whatever was agreed upon remains. Even though there's no Maisekinyan. There's a Maisekinyan on the potatoes. That's it. But we agreed you're selling me the potatoes because you want a barrel of wine. So that's it. Just like you can't start, maybe a little cheap. there was an agreement how much you have to pay. There was agreement with what you're going to pay. And the agreement is kaim without a ma'aseh kinyan. We made a ma'aseh kinyan on the davar hanimka. And that is sufficient. Whatever we spoke about, you're mechuyev to pay. And you can't have charota gonish. This is chal. Ma'aseh kinyan, that's if I'm selling a chayfetz. I'm selling a chayvitz. That's the din in our Mishnah. Azov machayev esakesam etalfam machayev esamad. That's our Mishnah. If I'm doing a service for you, I'm not selling you anything. I'm giving you a service. That's called shavah kesef. You can be mekadesh an isha rekoid lefonai. He's dancing for the isha. So he gave a isha nitnas. What did he give her? He gave her a service. He gave her shavakesef. He's paying her with dancing. And she's making herself to him. A service, doing a service for someone, you can get money, but that's kinyan kesef. And if it's kinyan kesef, so we have a klal, moi seinam kainis. Like this, mishapora, good, if you have to be makabla mishapora. But al kaponim, by metaltalim, that is kinyan kesef, that is not koine, and it could be choyza. This is a yisod at the Machna Frayim, and Hilchas Meichad Aval Shlai B'loilam, Simen Gimel, and the Ktzais, they both say this yisod. The Ktzais is Reish Gimel, Sefkot, and Dalet. Now let us see Teisvis. Ein matbeya nasa chalipin, afilu l'rav sheishes d'loi boi kli posol hoche matbeya kepeirish Rashi. Now let us just learn this Rashi, one Rashi again, and if we will assume that Taisvis is going alibe the Rashi, we have to elaborate a lot on Teisvis. Rashi says, "My time the mandi oma ain matbeya nasa chalipin." So Rashi says, "Oleka lemeima the islay the Rav Nachman doma lekamon ain kailin kainin ella bekeli." So Rashi popped up with a problem. The Gemara has a problem. Why you're not koina with Hamad Beya? Machlek is Chabalevi. So Rashi says, "Oh, I have a good baby. Holds like Rav Nachman. Need a keli." The Nalekzit, the Imke. If the problem is because you need a keli, the Imke na the Miflegi bebat Beya liftli becholdava shein a keli. So what? So if the reason it's not kind is because you need a keli and a matvei is not a keli, so speak about it if you can make a kinyan with a banana. So what are you talking about a matvei? If that's the problem. Ela kochach svirlei dechol ametaltlim nasim chalipin liknei se shekenegdei matvei lechudei pligi. So a kochach, if he doesn't, if he only speaks about a matbei and he doesn't speak about a banana, so vice a banana is no problem. A matbei is a problem. So why is a matbei a problem? So the Gemara says, because a daita tzrosa, a tzrosa vide the bottle. The Gemara says it's not rashis, it's not a dover mesuim, it's not a dover sholim. Now, we go away from this Rashi to yesoidis. Yesoid number one, that a matbei is not a keili. Because that was Rashi's kasha. Let's say he holds he need a keli. So Rashi holds Amad Bey is not a keli. Number one. So Rav and Levi hold Peri Nasa Chalipin. That's number one. So Peri Nasa Chalipin. So what's wrong with Amad Bey? Amad Bey is not a Dabba Mesim. It's not a Dabba Shal. Finish. Shalom al Yisrael. This is Shita's kasha. Now, so let us see Taisvitz. Ein matbeya nasa chalipin, afilu l'rav sheishes, d'loi boi keili, that means Rav Sheishes who holds that a peri is also good, posolocha matbeya ki perish Rashi. So it means afilu you hold peri of the chalipin, it's still no good. Mishum de daita tzerosa Davide de botla. Let us just assume that Taisvis agrees with Rashi, that it's not a double shalom. Ve'im taima. So Tosfos asks now a very pertinent question. According to Rashi, we see that Amadbeya is not a keli. That's what we see. Right? And there's a machloikis, Rav and Levi, could you make chalipim with Amadbeya? Back Tosfos, ula Rav Nachman, da oma le kamon, the kli dafke boy, you need a keli, chipolik a Rav and Levi. So now Tosfos, amr de kekashe. The shitas Rav Nachman, number one. Number two, we paskin like Rav Nachman, that you need a keli. You can only be kinder with a keli. And Rashi says over here for a dover poshet that Amadbey is not a keli. So what does Rav Nachman do with Rav and Levi? Amir de kekash. We have the kash is amir de kekash. V'yesh loima. So now Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi in this nekuda. The matbeya mikri shapi keli sheroi lishkel boy mishkoilis. He could use it as a weight. The matbeya is bisman chazal at a certain weight. So if you can use this as a weight on a scale, some amela, that's called a keli. A keli means something that you use. Boy, the roi lit loisoi bitzavo bitoi. Second shimush. You could use it, can use it as a, for a necklace on his daughter. Fine. Period. Now, let us stop here for a few minutes and let's try to understand. Tosfos just said, it's a keli. Fine. Now, if we will assume that Rashi, so Tosfos holds matbe is a keli, you can use it as a weight, you can use it. Fine. It's a keli gabaldik. Now, one madiyama holds ein madbeya nasa chalipim because it's not a davar shalom. Daite atzarosa vide de botla, not a davar shalom. So now, let me tap you on the shoulder. Shulding. It's a keli because you can use it as a weight. Now, between you and me, is there a difference if the king will be mevatel the tzura, he won't be mevatel the tzura? This is only negay if you can use it as a madbeya. As a madbeya, if the king is mevatel the tzura, it's bitter. It's not a dover shalom. Now, so let's be consistent. If you're going to look at it as a madbeya, it's a matbeya, it's used for spending. So then, it's matbeya, it's not a dover shalom, because it's aimed to become bottle, gewaldig. But it's matbeya, it's not a keli. You just told me you need a keli. Rav Nachman holds you need a keli. So you say, oh, it's a keli, because you can use it for lishkel by mishkailas. No, if you can use it for lishkel by mishkailas, so it's a keli, So what's the problem? The king will be mevatel the tzure. We're dancing on two chasenes. When it comes to passeling a matbeya, you look at the tzure and the. When it comes to keli, you look at mishkeles. How does this stem? So let's first say an easy teretz, then we'll try to say something perhaps not so easy. The Chedush Yerim wants to say, according to the second mahalach of Tosfos, that it's a keli, litlois boy al tzavo bitoy. It's a keli because. Now, the whole chshivis of a necklace al tzavo bitoy, if it's a matbeya yaitse, she has a dinner zov, and that's her necklace, that's a tachshit, that's something. If it's a matbeya sheni yaitse, it's not, it's garnish, the whole tachshit goes down the drain. So according to the Chedush Yerim, so we can understand everything. So then, it's a keli, it's a litlis al tzavol bitoy, but it's aita tzorosach, I mean, the whole keli is, if aita tzorosach, tzorosach, I mean, the butler. According to this mahalach, we can understand these two things, that that the whole shivus of the keli is because of the tzura, which is, and if it'll be avida the butler, it's not called a davar mesuyim. That's how the chedushi harim wants to say pshat. But according to the first mahalach in Tosfos, l'chaire, this will not help. Perhaps we could say that there's two dinim. Perhaps. And with this, perhaps we can understand the Tosfos. There's a Tosfos in Gittin, the Flametesim at Beis. Tosfos says that the reason you need a keli by chalipin is not because of chashivis. Not because of chashivis. Tosfos says you'll have 10,000 peiris and you'll have a small keli, she'll say that the keli is more chashiv than 10,000 peiris. So there's a kosher. You need what was in the Bishas, we have a limud of chalipin, sholof, yishnale, v'nosaleh, they're speaking about a keli, need a keli. Why need a keli? None of your business. Need a says a kosher, need a keli. But not, the din keli is not als chivish, boy. There's a din keli, fine. Could be, so in the chayfets with which we are making chalipin, the chayfetz has to be a keli. According to Rav Nachman, the peirili of the chalipin, the chayfetz has to be a keli. Favos, as I state in the pasuk, sholof yishnale, you have to have a keli. So Tosfos started scratching and said, what kind of keli is it? It's good, lishkabah mishkailos. No, it's a keli. It's a shem keli. Fine. You need a keli, this is a keli. Could be the din of dovo sha'ine mesuyim, Nira Dover Sholem. That's not a loch in the Chayfetz. That's a loch in the Maise Kinyan. That means the Maise Kinyan of his Makne. He is Makne. The whatever is Makne for the Suda. He's only Makne if it's a Dover Sholem. If it's not a Dover Sholem, he's not Makne for it. That means that's a chsoron in the Maisa Akno. That means by every chalipin, there are two inyonim. There's a chayfetz with which we're making chalipin. That chayfetz has to have certain characteristics. That chayfetz has to be a keli, not als shivas. That's a gzeres akosum. You have to, chalipin only works if the chayfetz is a keli. So you have to have a keli. So Tosfos has the kasha. So how can you make chalipin with a matbei? It's not a keli. It's a keli. It's chaylish kobay meshkaylis. Fine. That's in din keli shaboy. The din of dover sholem, it has to be a dover sholem, not a chatzi rimoin. That could be, that's a loch, not in the chayfetz. That's a loch in the maise kinyan. The maise kinyan has to be made with a dover sholem. That means he's not makne if it's not sholem. So dover sholem, that is totally in chshivas. So therefore, if lemaise, it has a chesoron that it's not a dover sholem because it's a vide de botle, so that's a chesoron in the maise kinyan. And that is why it doesn't help. Perhaps we could understand, I mean, there are two different dinim. One is halacha in the chayfetz, and the other halacha, that's the din keli, and the other is a halacha in the maisa kinyin. The maisa kinyin is for a dover sholem, and if it has a chesoron, it's not a dover sholem, so it's no gemiras das on the maisa kinyin. Perhaps we can say this. There's a meiradike kasha that the Ktzais in Simen Peiches Sivkotn Gimel asks on this Tosfos. We learn out from the parsha V'chiyitin Ish Al Re'eyu Kesef Akelem Lishmael. We learn out that the parsha we're speaking about, Moide B'mitzis, we learn out that there has to be a kfira of a mo. Kesef is man. Torah was a mo, the smallest kesef. There has to be a kfira of a mo. Kesef a kelim lishma. There has to be a kfira of a mo, which is a certain amount. I think it's b'tevei a tumo and iskay for one mo. That is the tzure of a moide b'miktzis. He has to be kaifer in a matbeya that's at least worth a mo. Kesef oy kelim. What is if he gave him two needles and each needle is worth a tenth of a pluta? You know, there's also a din of moide b'miktzis. He's money from two needles, he's kaifer for one needle, and he's made in the other needle, so there's a din of kesef a kalim. That means if he gives him kesef, he needs a kvira of kesef, which is at least a mo. If he gives him kalim, so then there's no monetary value. Afilu amachat, two machten. There's a din of he gave him two needles, 10 needles for a pruta, he gave him 2 needles, he's kaif on 1 needle, he's made another needle. Is a chiyuv of Maida b'miktzis. That's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. That's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Chek tektzois. Chek tektzois amir dike kashe. I have a teisves in Bob Metzia daf mem heye medbeis that every matbeye is a keli. Every matbeye is a keli. It's roi lishko boi mishkailas. It's roi litlois al tzavol bitoi. So every matbei is a keli, so frekta afilu, it's not a mo, but it's a keli. I'm only 2 kelim from you. This is a keli. Or lishka by mishkailis. So there should be a chiv shvuas moide b'miktzis. And afilu, it's less than a mo. This is the ktoisis kasha and the Rabbeinu Tam, and not ktoisis. I just like to say one teretz. The Nefesh Chaya wants to say a teretz, and perhaps with this we'll have perhaps another clarity in the Tosfos. The Nefesh Chaya says that the din keli by chalipin and the din keli by shvuah is not the same. By the keli of chalipin, you do not need that now it should be a keli. All you need is roi liyos keli. And let's explain this. He says, if you have a matbeya, and now you want to use it litleis al tzava bitoy, you can't be tel al tzava bitoy. You have to make a hole. You have to do something with it. You can't hang it al tzava bitoy. It needs a tikkun. It seems for Mishkailis he has a raya, but Mishkailis also, you can't, you have to do something with it to make it royal Mishkailis. But by Chalipin, all you need that it's royally Yiskeli. That's what you need. Yeah, but that you need. Royally Yiskeli. You can't use a banana. A banana is no good because a banana is not royally Yiskeli. You need something that royally Yiskeli. Now, without the Tosfos Einfeld, could you at Litleis al Tzavol Bitoy in the Roila Mishkailis? It's not Roila Yiskeli. It's only a coin. That's not a Keli. It doesn't have a Torah Yiskeli. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, no, it's Roila Yiskeli. Roila Mishkailis. It's Roila Yiskeli. By Shvui, Kesev Ekelem Lishma, Ma kelim davachoshev. There has to be now a keli. There has to be now a keli. That's what the Nefesh Chai wants to find for the Tosfos Kasha. So maybe it's a shalom al Yisrael. A matbeya is not a keli now. We're talking about two matbeyas. A matbeya by Sheu Hashem is not a keli. It's roi li is keli. By chalipin, roi li is keli is sufficient. And by Shvuah, you need mamash, it should be a keli. Yeah. Perhaps with this we can, perhaps we'll understand a little better. Yes, before, here we're saying it's not a davar choshev because it's not a davar sholem because saras abide the butler. And here the shem keli is because it's roi lishko by mishkailis. So we didn't understand if, so what does roi lishko by mishkailis, if it's attacking roi lishko by mishkailis, so it's not, so it's irrelevant if the, it's tzoros avida debotla, le avida debotla. We had a problem. Perhaps according to the Nefesh Chaya, we could perhaps understand this a little better. The din keili is roi liyis keili. That's all, it has to be roi liyis keili. That's what is needed. So fine. It's roi liyis keili. You can make it for mishkailis. It is not a keili. It's roi liyis. We need roili scaly, and every matbeya has this potential. It's roili scaly. But the thing I'm making the ma'isekinyan with has to be a dover sholem. It's not a dover sholem. It has to be a dover mesuim, a dover, it's not a dover sholem, because tzoros, daita tzoros, tzoros avida de botlo. So that means dover sholem is what it's now. Keili is, doesn't have to be now a keili. If it has to be now a keli, so if it's a keli, it's a dover sholem also. That was the problem. But if the din keli and the din dover sholem are two different things, so it has to be now a dover sholem, it's not a dover sholem because tzoros avida debotla. A keli, it's roili is keli. And so therefore, perhaps like the Nefesh Chaya, we can understand how we split this. Fine. Ubalavoch, so Bekitzel, Taisvis, here Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi, Taisvis holds that a Madbeya is a Keli. Ubalavoch, it's all Rechloima, the Mikri Keli. Taisvis says, without, Bayez Takasha, according to Rav Nachman, if it's not a Keli, what will Rav Nachman do with the Machlekes Chava Levi, is Chaylik and Chava Levi. So Taisvis says, on my Kashis, Ubalavoch, it's all Rechloima, the Mikri Keli. The loy mikri keli im kein amay nasa chalipin, aloy afilu le rav sheishes loy boy keli, mikol mokim peire mi e boy, you need a peire. Umad beye loy mikri peire, kid yama besomach. I won't get into the raya of Taisvis, but Taisvis says, umad beye is not a peire either. It's not a peire, so if it's not a peire, and it's not a keli, so how could it be good? That's what Taisvis says. Now, the Chidushi Horim Esa Kasha and Taisvis, there's a Rashi later. Rashi says, Midi Dava Peris Vidilin the Gemara Yed Lav Nachman Kol Dovo She'enei Keili Kori Peri Ligabi Chalif. Rashi says, what's a Peri? Don't need a peri, it has to be the vegetable family and then the fruit family. If it's not a keli, it's called a peri. Peri means something that's not a keli. Taisvis all of a sudden says, no, it's either a keli or a peri, and a matbeya is not a keli and not a peri. So what's Shatan Taisvis? Where did Taisvis get this from? Where did Taisvis get you need a peri? Where does it say in the Nal is lavdavki, so it's lavdavki, you don't need a keli. But where does it say if Nal is lavdavki, you need a banana? I mean, it's a... Azay frek the Chidushi Arim of Taisvis. Emfer the Chidushi Arim, Amoyerdik Alomdis, which is very much Negeya in our sugya. It says by the parsha of Chalipin, Lekayim, Kol Dovo, Lekayim, Bechol Dovo. That's Mustama, that's Pshat Nerav Sheishes. That Kinyan, Chalipin, you don't need Dafke Anal, no Lekayim, Bechol Dovo, Bechol Dovo, Bechol Dovo. Zok the Chedushi Arim, you need a dovo. Need a dovo. What's that a dovo? That means you need something that I can use. That's called a davar. A keli, you mishtamish beguf ha-davar. Peres, you eat the guf ha-davar. This is called, this is a davar. Bechol davar, this is a davar. Money is only a means to get something else. Money is not a tachlis. Money is only what I want. It's not. That's not the davar I want. I give